As mentioned, the website is so important. In fact, last week we were talking about evolution and creation. We're talking about intelligent design and some of the materials that we have available to educate Christians on the apologetic issue, which is the issue of origins. How one views their origins ultimately will determine how they live their life. I couldn't think but how important this really is this morning. As I was reading USA Today, I read the forum, the back of the first segment of USA Today, and there's an article by Henry Brinton. He's a pastor of Fairfax Presbyterian Church in Virginia. And again, he writes this article titled, How to Honor Religion and Science. And in that article, he says that he is just a great fan of Charles Darwin, which for me is problematic on so many levels. It's one thing to say that he believes in evolution, which he says in the article. It's another thing to say, I am a great fan of Charles Darwin. Darwin, for Pete's sake, was a racist. It was Darwin who said that the more civilized so-called Caucasian races have beaten the Turkish hollow in the struggle for existence. And he went on to say that looking to the world, at no very distant date, an endless number of lower races will have been eliminated by the higher civilized races throughout the world. In other words, evolution is not about equality. Evolution, by definition, is about inequality. The only reason we can say today that men are created equal for an evolutionist is the power and presence of a lobby group. It's popular to say that. But it's not based on biblical principles. Biblical principles say everyone is created equal. Evolutionary principles say, no, there is no such thing as equality. Evolution at its root is based on inequality. In fact, that's why Charles Darwin can say that he is a sexist, at least in so many words. I mean, in a book under the subheading, Difference in the Mental Powers of the Two Sexes, and by the way, this book is The Descent of Man, Charles Darwin attempts to persuade his followers that the chief distinction in the intellectual powers of the two sexes is seen by man attaining to a higher eminence in whatever he does than can a woman. Again, inequality. He is being consistent with his own ethic, and he's just flat out telling it like it is. But in the 21st century, to have a Presbyterian pastor saying, I'm a big fan of Darwin, is to say, in essence, I am a big fan of philosophical naturalism, or at least methodological naturalism. More consequences for society hinge on the cosmogenic myth of evolution than any other. Allow me to vent for just a few more minutes, because I want you to go to equip.org and order resources like the package that we're offering last week. The CDs, Privileged Planet, my book, The Face That Demonstrates the Farce of Evolution or Fatal Flaws. There are so many incredible DVDs that we have available that can instruct you and equip you. This Presbyterian pastor went on to say, science is truly godless. In other words, according to Brinton, everything is directed by purely natural processes, reducible to physics and chemistry. In other words, you can't appeal to God to explain the information in the genetic code or to explain irreducible complexity in biochemical systems, or for that matter, for consciousness itself, or even for the origin of life from non-life. And then he says in this article, science answers the question of how life evolved on Earth, while religion answers the question of why there is life. That, at its root, is a false dichotomy. Science and religion are interlocking, overlapping domains. Christianity makes factual claims about the universe, and so does science. For example, we say God created the universe ex nihilo, out of nothing. 19th century science says the universe always existed. The question now is, what is true truth? Was the 19th century idea really true? Well, today we know on the basis of science as well as scripture that it is patently absurd, not just false. Christianity says living things reproduce after their own kinds. Evolution says kinds produce other kinds. In other words, cows turn into whales and dinosaurs evolve into birds. All you need is a lot of time. Scales, if you give it enough time, eventually become feathers. Now, it is absolutely mind-boggling that a Presbyterian pastor living in the 21st century would be as benighted as to think such a thing. I can only imagine that when he was writing this article, he lost his brain somewhere in the narthex of his church and forgot to reinsert them. Christianity says non-life cannot produce life. Evolution says life came from non-life, and the life that comes from non-life produced morals. Christianity says nothing comes from nothing, nothing ever could. Philosophical naturalism, the worldview that undergirds evolutionism, says nothing created everything. Brinton wants Obama to now use what he calls his significant rhetorical skills to restore science to its rightful place. And what is that, according to Brinton? At its base, this would be the elimination of intelligent design and the elevation of the notion that God, however you define him, guided unguided natural processes, which is about as silly as supposing that God can create a squared circle. God can do anything that's logically possible, but God cannot create a triangle with two sides or a squared circle. That's not logically possible. It is high time that Christians, particularly Christians sitting in the pews of pastors, that are making these kinds of false dichotomies, were equipped to say, wait a minute, don't we live, Pastor, in an age of scientific enlightenment? Why make this false dichotomy between science and Scripture based on 19th century science? Why be a fan of Charles Darwin? Maybe better that he would be a fan of Abraham Lincoln, who was born on the same day. Well, we got a lot of people calling in. We'll go right to our phone callers. If you want to get in on the broadcast today, the number to dial, 888 Ask Hank. That translates to 888-275-4265. And again, go to the World Wide Web at equip.org and get your resources. Be equipped to be able to use what is being communicated in today's world as an opportunity for communicating the truth and life that only Jesus Christ can bring.